Within a few weeks, there was the next fila. There was significant violence at that one. The men burst across the mechitza. You know, like, that's verboten by their rules. And attacked us.
But that didn't deter the women. Quite the opposite. Israeli paratroopers, Shulamit and her friends reasoned, hadn't liberated the Kotel just for Orthodox men. So they returned the next month, and the month after that.
And what happened that first year was craziest experiences I've ever had in my life of just raw, unmitigated violence. Every month, I never knew, like, what craziness I was going to encounter. You know, I would pack a medical bag. I would pack, like, first aid, and I would pack something, like, to put over my face if I'm tear gassed. Going to daven. I mean, you go to shul in the morning? Is that what you do when you go to shul?
They encountered riots. Dirty diapers and cups of boiling coffee were hurled at them. And throughout, she says, the men wouldn't stop assaulting them, yelling and cursing.
You know, you should die of cancer, and you know, your child should be killed in an accident. Like, what? They threw chairs, metal benches. We have photos of this. People got hurt.
And where were the authorities, you might ask? Well, while men threw metal chairs at Shulamit and her prayer group, the police basically did nothing.
They were not protecting us.
In fact, when they did spring into action, it was to arrest the women on the charge of disturbing the peace. Go to our website where you can see pictures of them, shoulder pads, frizzy 80s hairdos and all, being dragged out of the plaza.